This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Already 6 days in to 2020, and the world is on fire. Culturally, economically, spiritually, and yes, physically. I'm going to open the phones up now. Next segment, as soon as the calls come in, from listeners and viewers in the great continent and the great nation down under, Australia. You could even have a headline for this live show, InfoWars Live in Australia, because if you support Western values and freedom and the family and a pro-human future, you are part of the InfoWar, the fight for that human future. And so every man, woman, and child in the world that's a listener and a viewer that contributes information, contributes stories, contributes word of mouth to what we do here is just as vital as the person sitting in the seat, yours truly, the pumpkin head from Texas. So I want to open the phones up specifically for folks in Australia. And I should probably give out the regular toll number because sometimes people can't call a 1-800 number, though we do get calls on that number. So whichever hotline's right, guys, put that on screen for me. I know we've got three or four of them. And then put your country code in and the hotline number, or the call-in local number. And we'll also give out the general number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. To talk about what's happening in Australia, obviously the millions of acres burned, obviously many deaths, obviously a lot of property lost. But the big story is the concerted corporate media worldwide is saying it's global warming or climate change, and that if we paid carbon taxes to the UN and to the IMF and World Bank and literally to Lord Rothschild, and to Al Gore and Obama and Bill Clinton, who own climate exchanges in London, England, and Chicago, Illinois, that they will save us. While just by Australia is China, with no environmental controls, who lobbies for our industries to be shut down. Carbon dioxide coming out of coal plants has nothing to do with the fact that Australia has always had giant fires. It's just more populated now, and it's very dry in areas, and you're going to see after this massive regreening and some of the best crops you've ever seen. Australia is going to be a green oasis in the areas that burned in just a year or two. But if you watched any news show, you would think Armageddon has happened. Every time there's a volcano and a dust storm hits some country 1,000 miles away, they go, look into the world! And they'll show dust storms on the news in a city looking all apocalyptic. That's always happened. Those dust storms are reported in the Bible. Roman historians reported on whole cities that disappeared in sandstorms. Had nothing to do with humans. Now, this has everything to do with humans because it's the normal agricultural time 2 months ago, setting fires to clear land to put nitrogen and other things back into the soil. Every fall in Texas, if the wind turns the wrong way, we have choking smoke. And they go, oh, look, pollution, the environment. No, it's farmers in Mexico burning their fields so that they can grow crops again on them. That's how poor people pay for fertilizer. By the way, that's why Mexican produce is still so much better if it's grown the traditional way, not with chemicals. Why, if you have a garden, you put potash in it, you're going to have a lot better food. It's why by volcanoes you have the best soil. Why does coffee grow so good in places like Hawaii, because it's grown on the side of volcanoes. It's all part of the life cycle of the planet. They're trying to turn it into something that is alien to blame humans. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. So a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience, some of the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWars. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are going to take you live, thanks to the technology of Skype and the technology of phone lines and the technology of satellites and the technology of this news, TV, and radio studios we built in Austin, Texas, thanks to all your support. We're going to be taking you to Australia via our listeners there to give you the unvarnished view on the ground of what they themselves say is really going on. Not what Hollywood is telling us, that because humans exist, there was never fires like this before, and we've got to have a global government that taxes and tracks all carbon with huge AI computer systems, and that we have to only have one child, and that we basically need to just commit suicide and kill ourselves because we're bad people. Even though, hiding in plain view, Australia's catastrophic fires threaten to upend the way people live. Wall Street Journal. Igniting 2 months earlier than the usual start of the Australian fire season, the flames have torn through an area about the size of West Virginia, killing at least 20 people, shrouding cities in choking haze, and stretching firefighters to the breaking point. And so they've entered the dry season. They've entered the season when people do the controlled burns to put nitrogen and other minerals and things back into the soil to grow again. And you see this periodically, giant fires in Russia, giant fires in Africa, giant fires in the United States. It happens in countries that are inside continents. It happens to whole continents. And yes, Australia is becoming more populated. Australia really only has more of a tropical or wet climate on its coastlines. And then has a giant interior, just like much of the U.S. West is a desert, a high desert. Much of Australia is a desert or scrub brush. And what does scrub brush do when the lightning comes? They have fires. And what happened before humans were there, before the Aborigines came there? Well, they can find the archaeological record of giant fires sometimes that would go across half the continent. When things were dry, when the winds were high, lightning caused fire. There's always been fire. And potash goes up into the atmosphere and causes nuclei to form that causes rainstorms. One of the main causes of rainstorms is fires putting ash into the air. That then triggers nuclei and causes water condensation. And so it's a whole cycle. What's the biggest cause? They now know it's not potash. They always thought it was just potash. It's particles coming in from space. Billions of micrometeorites coming into the atmosphere out of space, little pieces of sand, basically, and then that atomizes and comes down and forms nuclei as well. That's why when you have big solar flares that go towards the Earth. The NASA and the meteorologists will tell you, okay, we're having solar flares hitting in the next 48 hours. Look for giant thunderstorms. Because the ionizing radiation coming in from the sun as well causes that. Meteor showers have now been connected to big thunderstorms. When you've got thousands and thousands of big stone meteors or nickel meteors or iron meteors coming in, they're vaporizing, they're burning up. But what happens when you've got something that's hot that comes into something that's cold, like a glass outside with ice in it, and you get condensation dripping down the side on a hot summer day? That's not the water from inside the glass coming out. That's water in the air, hot air hitting cold glass. I know the listeners know this, but that's what's happening in Australia. And again, you can pull it up. Every time there's a dust storm in the Middle East or China, they go, oh, look, end of the world. Look at the dark red skies. The end of the planet. See, we're bad. And yes, humans are doing a lot of things to the Earth that actually do hurt it and that hurt ourselves. But the solution of carbon taxes and a surveillance system worldwide to track every bit of human activity and to selectively decide who can have businesses and who can't, and who can have a coal plant or who can have a car or who can have a factory, that chooses winners and losers beyond even a military invasion. Hitler could never get bombers over to the United States to bomb our factories and coal plants that gave us all that cheap electricity. But if he could have lobbied environmentalists before to tell us we were all guilty and bad and convinced us to not have any plants, well, he could have dominated. It's just like China has many more times coal power plants than we have. They build new ones every week. We shut down half our plants under Obama. We have thousands of years of clean coal. All that comes out of the stacks is carbon dioxide and water. And every time I would talk about this on air, they'd have news articles going, oh, Jones is paid by the coal production. I own no coal stock, paid nothing by coal producers. I am for America having good, clean energy. But see, the average person thinks, oh, if somebody's saying something on air that's a talk show host, that must be a talking point. And if you're watching CNN or most of the Fox shows or reading the Wall Street Journal, you bet most of the time it is. But that's not what it is with Alex Jones. I mean, I get up here and I say what I really think. And then I, unfiltered, uncensored, open the phones up for people to call in from all the world with up to a million listeners listening at any one time to the main broadcast so that they can give their view. Nobody else does that on a major platform like this. And I say that because when Trump killed the Iranian general last Thursday, when the Iranian Ayatollah was saying, you can do nothing, you're pathetic, I said, they're probably going to put a price on Trump's head. And I said, they're going to launch some more attacks. And I said, that'll give Trump the pretext to pull out of Iraq, something he's already said he wants to do. Some people are like, Jones, are you promoting war? Are you saying you like this? No, that's not what I'm saying. I was laying out why I saw Trump's perspective on it. And how he has been trying to downsize these wars and end these wars. And then he's got CNN and everybody else rooting for this to turn into a big fiasco. And when have you ever seen CNN against a strike? They're always for it. Now they're against it. So we're in a different world right now. I'm not selling what Trump did. I'm saying it's a big gamble. I'm breaking down the geopolitical groups involved and why I think the president did it. But I will say this, and I'm going to get to this later when Joel Skousen comes on. The fact that Trump has come out and said that he's threatening sanctions on Iraq and saying we will not leave until they pay billions of dollars. The United States invaded Iraq. The United States overthrew their leader. And I understand Trump saying we shouldn't have had to pay for all that, and why did China get all the oil and the rest of it, but this is bad. And so when I see Trump do something or float an idea that I think is terrible, I'm going to tell you. I'm persecuted for supporting Trump. I'm attacked. They're trying to shut us down because he's a nationalist, he's pro-gun, he's calling the shots, not the globalist. And so they want to destroy InfoWars because they see it as a focal point of Trump's base. I have stood with Trump because I think overall he's a lot better than Hillary, and I think he's a good guy. Doesn't mean that I'm in a cult and then I follow what Trump says and I get orders from Trump. I mean, Trump's told me, keep it up, you're doing a great job, you know, press the attack, keep it up, stuff like that. But it's not like I'm being patted on the head. I understood why Trump did what he did from my own research and perspective. But now that we're hearing rhetoric about not leaving Iraq, and we're seeing the neocons and the left push for more strikes while at the same time criticizing Trump, it's a very dangerous situation, and I'm really getting some serious concerns. And we had Syrian Girl on, and we had callers on that have serious concerns and relayed them very eloquently. So when I see the talking point on my own website, Infowars.com, in the comments that, oh, Jones is a warmonger now, he joined the neocons, he loves war, that's not the case. But I'm against offensive war, and there's no doubt that that Iranian general, Soleimani, was the guy behind the IED attacks all over the world, and he was already starting new ones as basically an invasion of Iraq because he saw Trump pulling out and saw Trump was weak because Trump didn't respond to all his provocations. So now Trump's saying he's acting to stop a wider war. Well, we'll talk about it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So, Kate Blanchett, another one of these script readers, these teleprompter readers that everybody worships. She says, when one country faces a climate disaster, we all face a climate disaster. So when China, who's responsible for over half the trash in the world, they admit, dumped in the ocean, buy those big super ships, garbage ships, haulers, when they go out to the 12-mile line and dump it off your coast, that does affect the whole world. You never hear a word from these environmental groups about telling China not to do that. It's all, oh, we need money and groups on the beach to pick it up. It's like crapping on somebody's face and giving them a napkin to wipe it off with. And it's the same thing with the genetically engineered crops spreading around the world, causing all these massive health problems, and companies dumping things like glyphosate on the market that they know causes breast cancer and testicular cancer and prostate cancer, and they admit it's killed millions. The list goes on and on. But if there's fires in Russia or the U.S. or anywhere, they go, oh my gosh, it's humans. And Paul Watson has a big article linked up on drudgereport.com. Nearly 200 people arrested across Australia for deliberately starting fires. And we'll go over this article coming up next segment, but why would people do that? There's several different reasons. But a lot of it is that they're agricultural fires. But other people are pyromaniacs, and they've been caught, and they go out because they like to see Rome burn. And it turns out most of the fires in California now are arsonists. Sometimes the people's own owners of their own homes will set a fire a mile away, knowing it's going to come towards their house, and they're going to get the insurance money while California real estate prices are still at peak levels. So we're going to take calls from Rachel in Australia and others. We're taking calls exclusively right now from folks in Australia to give your perspective, I'd say expert perspective. You live there on an amazing continent, on what you really think is behind this, and what do you think of the media? What do you think of the system? What do you think of the establishment saying that you didn't pay a carbon tax? Because when they have every TV show and every movie and every newspaper saying climate change, what's their solution? A global government with total regulation and control of every facet of our lives, taxes on meat, taxes on energy, taxes on plastic. And you've got Kate Blanchett, up there in a peacock outfit with all these other theater people that are reading a script that somebody else gave them, that the establishment wants you to hear, so they can talk about how much they care about the climate, and they say it's carbon that causes it. So if you believe that lie, that fires aren't natural and they're evil and it's all man-made and fires are a terrible thing, well, then why are they the people on average that use private jets more than even government officials, presidents? I mean, I saw an article a few months ago where these Hollywood stars, people like DiCaprio and others, including also the British royal family, are flying around sometimes more than President Trump. While they lecture everyone about don't fly on airplanes and don't have a car, in fact, don't even have a motorcycle, it's bad for the earth. Well, yeah, having a dirty tailpipe, not having a catalytic converter is bad for everybody and stinks and you have to breathe toxic fumes. Catalytic converters clean that up. That's a good invention. That's a good regulation. Hey, these cities are toxic. There's brown smoke in the sky. Clean it up with engineering. But China says we don't want to do that because that'll make us not competitive. So China is just now getting around to saying catalytic converters. No controls on their smokestacks. No, their rivers catch on fire. But Greta Thunberg says, how dare you? How dare you? Toll-free number to join us from Australia. The Aussies. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Or 0011-1512-646-1776. 0011-1512-646-1776 or 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2531 or 0011-1512-646-1776. You can also see that on screen if you're a TV viewer. We're going to have open phones in this hour for Aussies to call in. I know it's middle of the night over there. By the way, speaking of Aussies, we should get Syrian girl, refugee from Syria in Australia, very well spoken, very smart lady, journalist. Her dad was one of the rulers over there before Assad overthrew him. She's not even a fan of Assad, but she does know her stuff. I want to get her back on tomorrow because her fears about this expanding and her fears about Trump not pulling troops out are starting to become true, and I'm really getting concerned. So we'll take your calls from Australia. When I come back, Rachel, I don't want to cut you short because of the break coming up. I'm going to go right to Rachel, our first caller from Australia. And I see the phone lines are loading up, so we've got to go through and make sure you're from Australia. Please only call if you're in Australia. That can mean you're an Aussie, you know, here in the U.S. visiting or somewhere else in the world who has family there. I just want to get your Aussie perspective to really see what you think about this. But nearly 200 people arrested across Australia for deliberately starting bushfires. We'll take her call and then get into all of that. And then next hour, Joel Skousen joins us. Chris Tonto Peronto, one of the main heroes of Benghazi, he's hopping mad at the media saying this is Benghazi 2.0, and he's really an expert on all this and has been in all these theaters and not just been in the Army, Special Forces, but also obviously a lot of other secretive paramilitary and governmental groups. And he's going to be on with us in the third hour to give his expert analysis. He really doesn't do interviews anymore, he told us. But he says he gets such a big response, and InfoWars is so accurate, these are his words, that he's going to give us a full hour. So he's basically done with the media, other than a few independent people. So we're very honored to have him on. I was even saying, hey, we want you to be a correspondent with, you know, your own media operation. He just said, I'm dedicating this year to my family. I haven't seen him in years, and so I totally understand that. So a rare visit. With Chris Tonto Peronto joining us coming up. Couldn't get a better expert on to break down what's really happening. So good job of the crew getting him on. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to get to all of it here today. Linked up on drudgereport.com. On the left-hand side, the right-hand side is Paul Watson's summit.news report. That's excellent. Dealing with all this, and I'm going to call Paul and say, hey, will you post a link to the live show there if we're covering the topic and get that posted there so everybody can share that link as well. Really glad Paul launched that site. It's a first-rate site. A lot of stuff going on around here. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. A lot of stuff getting built. A lot of stuff getting launched. please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
President Trump and the assassination of Iran's real leader. Because from the perspective put out by the president of why he did it, I can see how it would stop a wider civil war in the area that undoubtedly the United States will be drawn into. And then Trump came out and said, I'm doing this to stop a war, not start a war. Because because the Iranians were starting to move into Iraq. They were starting to launch attacks. Trump had made noises about pulling out of Iraq. That's a good thing. The Iraqi president had said, no, I just talked to Trump a few days ago. He wants the troops out. The Pentagon wants the troops out. But now Trump's saying, we're not going to pull out unless you pay us billions for what we've spent inside your country. Well, they didn't ask us to invade in 1991. They didn't ask us to invade in 2003. And I'm against those ongoing wars and the WMD lies and all the rest of it. And under Trump, we're supposed to have a different foreign policy. One thing, if he bombs an empty facility because it's got some chemical weapons in it, so he can get the neocons and the media office back. And he didn't strike when they shot down the drone and sank the ships and all the rest of it. So they were thinking Trump was weak and we're pushing harder. And they were starting to move in. But now they're talking about, oh, not pulling out and escalating the forces. And they're starting to bomb and take out more of the Shiite militia leaders in Iraq. And so this is just looking like another war. And I understand taking him out because he was producing the IEDs and was about to expand operations. He has killed thousands of Americans. That's not debatable. And CNN's attacking Trump and saying it's going to be a fiasco and a disaster. So CNN's suddenly against this war. I don't like being on the same side of CNN. We'll debate all that next hour. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now from Australia. Appreciate people calling in with these record fires, which have been man-made. Arsonists are just setting them. Same thing's happening in California and other areas. Most of those fires, it's turned out, the government has confirmed they've arrested people that are doing it. Schizophrenics, crazy people, people wanting to burn down their house to get insurance money because the level is peaking out there for real estate prices. And in the last 30 years, they won't let them cut underbrush or fire breaks in California. That's a state rule. They won't let them do any of that stuff. They won't let them take out mountain lions, so the mountain lions are starting to eat people. This is the rewilding project. So how bad is it going to get? And what is it like to have Hollywood running around terrorizing people, saying we're not accepting global government and carbon taxes, so it's our fault that all of this is unfolding? Then separately, amazing things happened at the Golden Globes with the main comedian coming out and exposing Hollywood as a bunch of pedophiles. So that's coming up next hour as well. But I want to go to your phone calls right now. Nearly 200 people arrested across Australia for deliberately starting bushfires. It's a Summit.news article. Authorities in Australia have arrested close to 200 people for deliberately starting the bushfires that have devastated the country. Yet the media and celebrity continue to blame climate change for the disaster. The fires have caused at least 18 deaths, destroying thousands of homes, millions of hectares of land, and killed hundreds of millions of animals. A total of 183 people have been arrested by the police in Queensland, NSW, Victoria, South Australia, and Tasmania for lighting bushfires over the last few months. Figures obtained by the news agency AAP show. In South Wales, 24 people were arrested for arson, risking prison sentences of 25 years. In Queensland, police concluded that 103 of the fires have been deliberately lit, with 93 or 98 people, 67 of them juveniles, having been identified as the culprits. So you have people going out and setting fires on purpose to see the fire department and see the terror and just to feel powerful. The doctor that developed the polio vaccine with Dr. Salk, we played the clip many times, was on a PBS program out of Boston and said, there are too many people anyway, so yeah, we knew there was cancer viruses in the polio shot, and they killed millions of people, and he laughed about it. And it's the same attitude of Bayer, knowing that all their factor VIII had HIV and hepatitis in it, and letting it kill millions of people. 2 million people estimated to have died, one way or another, from complications from it. They knew it had it in it and shipped it out. And it came out in court documents. They said, there are too many people. That was the corporate record, them talking about that. That's in lawsuits. So you got teenagers setting fires to feel powerful, and you got these globalists obsessed with it. That's what's going on, because there's too many people, you see. You know there's environmentalists. They've caught them staging environmental crises as well, and they're using this crisis to say that humans are bad. So we're going to go to Rachel right now, then Caroline. That's two callers from Australia. That's great. But if you're, I know it's the middle of the night over there. Back when I used to do a nighttime show, man, we could load the phones with Australian callers because we got a lot of listeners over there. But a nighttime show is, you know, like 10, 11 in the morning. And I'd be on, you know, 9 or 10 at night. You could reverse those times. So this is, you know, what is it, 4 in the morning? It's a couple time zones over there. Let's go to Rachel in Australia and then Caroline. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. I hope you're having a good New Year. How bad is it, and what is the real Aussie sense down under of what's really happening?
Oh, hi, Alex. First of all, God bless you and your family and InfoWars for the new year. Keep lifting up Jesus as your personal savior, and you'll continue to be blessed. It has an impact all around the world, but I don't think you actually understand how much of an impact it is when you lift up his name. I've just turned 41 and I'm living in Hobart, Tasmania now, but I lived on the mainland basically all my life, and there's always been fires, as you say, but I've never seen anything like this before. And I think the fact that they're being deliberately lit is something that Australians have never seen either. Like, we, you know, randomly people will hear about people lighting fires, but nothing like this. And I have been reading some articles that the eastern shelf, that coming from Brisbane down to Melbourne, that they are actually planning on a high-speed rail, train rail line down there, and Agenda 2030, sorry, Agenda 2030 cities along there. So I have read a couple of theories that both here and in California, those things have been planned for us. And I think agenda is like the main word, that it does look like there's been an agenda here, that this has been leading up. Like you say, they haven't been clearing the underbrush. Like, there's a lot of blame going on against the Greens and whatnot here. A lot of finger pointing, saying there's been a big thing kicked up about clearing all the land and things. So for me, I've had my finger on the pulse for a long time. I've been listening to you for about 5 years and, you know, doing my own research. This really feels like an agenda, and because we don't just go around lighting fires to destroy each other down here. We just don't, like, that. It's just not what we do to each other down here. That's just not the spirit. And anyone that knows Australians or visits Australians, like, we really seriously love our country, and we really value it, and we really love that people want to travel here. And this is something I've never seen before in my life in 40 years. One more point, Brisbane. I've lived in Brisbane most of my life, and I've gotten out of there because basically, like, all on the buses and different things like that, they've called it Australia's New World City. That's what they have named it, Brisbane, Australia's New World City. And I'm like, you can't make a statement like that and it doesn't not mean something. You know what I mean? So that's been sort of a decade that they've labelled Brisbane as Australia's New World City. And I'm like thinking, well, what does that mean? And then all these sort of pieces of the puzzle are coming together, that if this is true, this is the cheaper option of destroying that, all of that bushland leading from Melbourne to Brisbane to clear the way for these rails and these cities. If that comes to pass, oh, it's just heartbreaking. I spent all day crying.
Well, thank you for calling, and we hear the emotion in your voice, Rachel. Please call back again. God bless you, and thanks for staying up listening to the show. Caroline, you're up next. Stay with us. And what she said is what people are already saying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Evidence is mounting that the mega fires in Australia are being orchestrated by multinational forces to clear out key corridors for future development and for light rail going in that's being financed by the Communist Chinese. The Communist Chinese control 98% of rare earth minerals. They control almost all mining in Australia. If any Western company tries to mine, regulators come in, the courts shut them down. The Chi-Coms in Africa, in Australia, everywhere, are the only people allowed to operate through the CFR globalist British Empire networks that actually control that. So even though it's a British Commonwealth still, Australia is being handed over very traitorously, just like the UK was to the EU. But Aussies are waking up in a big, big way to this. I just want to be clear with all the viewers out there. It's not like I'm just saying this is my opinion. There's a big story up on drudgereport.com from summit.news. Nearly 200 people arrested across Australia for deliberately starting the brush fires. It's a big article. It's got the police. It's got the links. It's got the newscast. All reporting on the fact that it's almost all deliberate arson. not just people burning what's left of their crops to put nitrogen and minerals back into the soil. No, it's being done to watch it unfold. You get a few people doing it, the media hypes it, and then copycats now will go out and copy it. Mass shootings. Get a few mass shootings going, copycats will copy. Get a few people to jump off buildings, copycats will copy. Because the public is now more suggestible in all the studies than ever before. If they hear about something and they see something, there are enough degenerates, enough people that want to see the world burn, that have that low-key spirit to them, that it happens. And again, it's come out, you can search the articles, that the majority of the fires in California are arsonist. But it gets worse. Governments all across the world, from Germany to the state of California to Australia, are rewilding. Now, some states don't do it, other states do, and they're not letting people cut the underbrush or cut fire breaks. Even in Europe, where, you know, Trump says they rake the forest, people made a joke about that. No, they do. The forest keepers, the bushmasters, go out and make sure that that's done. Well, that's not being done, and so it's out of control. And now environmentalists are saying that, oh, we've got to have a global government, a global carbon tax, to counter these crises that are normal. It's normal to have fires this time of year in Australia, but the arsonists knew when to strike, and hundreds of fires were set. I want to go to another caller, Caroline from Australia, to give us her take on this. But first, I wanted to play this clip of Kate Blanchett, who's Australian-born, at the Golden Globes, saying this is a climate crisis, acting like that humans consuming things did this. No, it's bad humans setting fires because it empowers them, and there's powerful interests that have allowed the brush to build up because then they can do massive eminent domain and take control of valuable areas of Australia, the United States, like California and other areas around the world. So here's what Blanchett had to say.
I wanted to do a special call out to the volunteer firefighters who have been at the centre of battling the climate disaster that is facing Australia. And of course, when one country faces a climate disaster, we all face a climate disaster. So we're in it together. So thank you very much.
There's another major area of this that I'd like to add that I'm going to get to next hour. And that's the former CIA director, 3 years ago, on C-SPAN at the Council on Foreign Relations, same place Joe Biden went and bragged about ordering the prosecutor in Ukraine fired, and son of a bitch, he was fired an hour later, or they wouldn't give him $1 billion. Talk about quid pro quo, talk about illegal. Well, the same CFR place where they talk about what they're really doing, on television, in front of us, like we don't see it. They admitted that they're using weather control to control the weather, even as a weapon, but that they don't want to tell the general public because people will then get upset if they're having droughts. They'll say, well, is your weather control causing this, or why don't you fix it for us? He gave an hour-long speech. He talked about it for 10 minutes. I've played it probably 15 times here. But you go to Snopes or CBS News, Jones is insane and believes Bill Gates is involved in a secret weather program. He's actually involved and runs it, and it's public. You can pull up the Department of Energy documents, how they're doing it, how they put the barium salts, aluminum dioxide in the jet fuel. Then it's dispersed as nuclei into the atmosphere. And how it makes the solar radiation go through it, but then ultraviolet isn't strong enough to get out. So it traps it. They're trying to make the earth warmer. And again, why they're doing it is secret. We can extrapolate out. We can break it all down. But the establishment is having these debates with each other in front of us. And then we go, hey, I want to be part of that debate. They go, doesn't exist. You're insane. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have Smithsonian Institute, Department of Energy, CIA speeches. It's all admitted. They just go, no, it isn't. And we're going to have you arrested and shut down. And you're like, hey, you're designing all the appliances to spy on everybody, whether you like it or not, and hooking it into these huge international grids is deadly dangerous. It's a total AI takeover. Shut up, doesn't exist. Years later, how we survive the surveillance apocalypse, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, they're all reporting it, and it says everything's watching you, everything's tracking you, your phone's listening to you, even when it's turned off, everything we told you. That's why we've got to be taken off the air. Not because we lie, but because we are trailblazers. And we expose the agenda before it's supposed to be exposed. They only talk about their agenda once they think it's in concrete, once it's established. They don't want to debate about it in beta. All right, we're going to Caroline, then I'll get to those clips I mentioned. And Joaquin Phoenix, who I find insufferably obnoxious with his fake autistic act he does everywhere, and you know, but he gets up there and talks about don't eat meat, it's bad for the environment, that crap. But at least says let's stop flying on private jets all the time and being hypocrites. Yeah, if you really believe that's bad, then meanwhile, the real private jets in the jet fuel have the barium salt aluminum dioxide at an industrial level added as part of this international secret agreement. And it's actually messing with the atmosphere, but it's like California dumps the most deadly fluoride in the water with hundreds of other chemicals in it. They have a waiver under Prop 65, but then if you sell a product with 1/1,000,000,000 of what's in the water, they'll sue you out of existence. It's like they put a Band-Aid on you for a little cut on your finger and then shoot you in the head. It's all a sick joke. Caroline in Australia, thanks for calling. Give us your take on this situation. The emails I'm getting, the comments we're hearing is people say this is part of agenda of the UN. This is part of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, part of a land grab.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling.
Look, that's exactly what it is. You know, it's just, look, all the bad guys win in this. And some of our politicians have got water rights, and they shouldn't have it because it's under Section 100 of our Constitution, forbids it, like the sale of water. But what they did was they privatised the water, then they sold it off and gave themselves shares. Well, they don't have to declare that. Now, I think somebody said that water's gone up 600% or something like that because we're so dry. And so they're actually profiting off it. Okay, along with that, they get to build their railway, okay, that's basically, and also one of the other things is there's fires going on in the proposed area where there's supposed to be a nuclear power station built. There's fires all along the area where Elon Musk has said that he's going to build his tunnel. It's just all the bad guys are just absolutely profiting off this, if you know what I mean.
And by the way, we're not being conspiracy theorists. They admit this is all arson deliberately. Why would arsonists all deliberately? Because, guys, pull up a map of the fires if you can, because I looked at that. It's all in these precise areas, exactly where this globalist development zone is, and they're calling it a globalist city. They're calling it a globalist takeover.
Yeah, no, they told us that they're building smart cities. Yeah, I'm actually in the fallback city. I'm actually in one of the fallback towns for the surrounding areas at the moment. So we've got evacuees left, right, and centre at the moment. It's so bad. And another thing that they've done is the taxpayers paid for these dams to be built, and they gave them to the Chinese. Now, somebody was saying the other day that the Chinese government have told their people that if anyone goes and tries to release the water, they're to see it as an act of terrorism, and they're just to defend it with force. So we can't even release our own damn water. So realistically what's happened is it's just a perfect storm because they've been chemtrailing us for years. They've stolen the aquifers are drying up, so there's not as much water running above ground like a lot of the...
Caroline, you are awesome because everything you're saying is what's really happening, but people hear me in the U.S. saying, and they're like, really, the Chinese are taking over? Literally taking over. Let's explain it when we come back. Don't hang up, Caroline, please.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.